Hare Krishna. Today is a very auspicious day, Ekadasi. The scripture said it's the day of Lord Hari. So what is Ekadasi? Or who is Ekadasi? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura explained that Lord Krishna visited Yamaraj one day. Krishna went to visit Yamaraj. So while Krishna was there with Yamaraj, he was hearing people were crying. They were crying. The sound of that cry was very agonizing. Means the people were suffering excruciating pain. So they were crying in that pain. So Krishna asked Yamaraj, what is that? What is that? Yamaraj told Krishna, it is the sound of Sadhguru. And my people are giving them punishment for their sinful activities. So sinful people goes to hell. And hell is planet is not a wonderful place. It is a place for torture, for punishment. In the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 26, so the last chapter in that canto, Subhadev Goswami spoke about divisions of hellish planet. And he mentioned there are 28 divisions of hell. Out of these 28, if you take one, you can divide it into unlimited. This is Subhadev Goswami speaking. That means a variety of hellish planets. According to our sinful activities, it's a particular hell. So all the activities we're doing in this material world are counted. According to the gravity of our sinful activities, we'll go to a particular hell. Sukadeva Goswami mentioned that kill a mosquito or bed bugs, it is sinful. Mosquitoes, bed bugs, they are authorized by nature to give us punishment. Our sinful activities. So to kill the mosquito is sinful. And there is a hell for that. We may feel comfortable now because we have this human body in this planet, which is not so terrible and not so wonderful. It's in between. So we may not understand it now. But Kapil Muni explained us when they take hand of our water. When a soul is in a womb as a baby, having the form of a baby, cries in pain and begging seriously, Lord Krishna, please, allow me to get out. when I get out, certainly I must be a devotee. But when we get out, it doesn't happen like that. We don't become devotees. Maybe you can say 1 million, 1 million? Yeah, 1 million people in this natural world are devotees. What about the many billions? What are we doing? Simple activities. And the hell is waiting for us. Cholokesa was hearing this. Actually, Yamada was pointing, at one time he was pointing to Janak Maharaj. When Janak Maharaj was passing through the head, not in the head, he was passing through the gate of heavenly planet, hellish planet, by the gate. He waited, he stopped there for a while. The breeze from his body entered the hellish planet, and the resident became relieved from anxiety, so they begged him, please, just wait for 5 minutes. So King Janak waited out of compassion. He waited there so they could get some relief from their pain. So Yamara came there and saw Janak. He said, what are you doing here? Get out. Go, go, go. Don't give them chance. Yamara is not a wicked person. He's a Mahajan. A Mahajan cannot be a wicked person. So Yamara said, Janak, see this one. This one was very much addicted to drinking alcohol. See, this one. No scripture touched his heart. No sadhu touched his heart. See this one. So, he is paying for the sinful activity. See this one. This one was very addicted to eating flesh. There's no flesh, this one has not eaten, including human flesh. This one has eaten. See this. So, but Yamara was pointing different personality in the hellish planet to Janak Maharaj. So please, don't wait here. This is not your place. Go. So he left after giving them some peace. For 5 minutes he waited. He gave them some peace. So now we are not having this experience. So we are feeling at this planet. What are you talking about? When we get there, we will not be in a gross body. We'll be in a subtle body. Subtle body is a combination of mind, intelligence, and possible. So, we can undergo an amount of torture. We will not die. Great body will die. So we are put in a subtle body so we can undergo the torture of being separated. When Krishna was there with Yamaraj and was hearing this, so he became very, very compassionate. He is always compassionate. But hearing this, he took pity. So he started thinking, what should I do to help human being to get relief from this suffering? What should I do? What is it? So Krishna left Yamaraj. That was what he was thinking in his head. What should I do to help the sinful entity become free from the sinful activities, so you can be free from suffering? What should I do? I've given scripture, I've given Ganga, I've given devotees, I've given so many things, prasadam, I've given, but still, people are not taking advantage. What else should I do? A person was thinking and was going, there was a very powerful jinn of Murasura. He came and was challenging Christian to fight. Christian didn't mind him. You know, when you are being disturbed with something in your mind, nothing else has any meaning. You always think about it. Even someone is sitting with you and talking something, shouting, no here. So, when Buddha Asura was talking to Krishna, challenging him to fight, Krishna didn't hear. But Krishna's not hearing is a different thing altogether, because he's not, because he's the Supreme Person. So his activities are all one out. So while Krishna was thinking about what to do, he was thinking, including what to do to Buddha Asura. We don't do that, only Krishna can do that. Krishna was thinking, what should I do? I'm thinking how to help sinful people. This is a demon, so he's also among the people. What should I do to help him? So Krishna entered the cave and lay down. When you have something, if you have something, an issue which you are thinking about seriously and it's difficult, take a nap. If you sleep, thinking about that, the solution will come. Have you experienced it? To die. See, the scientists who developed this, this is how they got it. It is not just by sitting and thinking. You have to sleep and think, and the idea comes up. From there, you lead one to what you call automatic lighting. Have you heard that before? Automatic lighting. Really? Automatic lighting is induced by some superhuman beings. They will influence you to do what is beyond our limit. So that is how they got all these things. So Krishna went to lay down. As he was lying down there, Buddha Asura entered it and he laughed. You are a coward. You are not sleeping. You are afraid of fighting with me. So I will kill you. Because if you are sleeping, I'm not, but I know you are not sleeping. You are afraid of fighting with me. That is why you come to lie down here. But I will kill you. While he was preparing to attack Krishna, a female personality came up from Krishna's body and fought with this Buddha Asura, killed the demon. So Buddha Asura was killed by a female personality. After that, Krishna woke up. And the personality stood before Krishna, went forward again. So Krishna said, Who are you? Why are you here? The personality said, I am your Shakti. And I came here because this demon was trying to disturb you. Because I am your Shakti, it is my duty to take care. So I killed the demon. We should not forget the Vedas said, Vedas, it is said, Parashya Shakti Vividaiva Shriyate. So Krishna has unlimited energy, Shaktis, and they can perform any action. So the personality said, I am your Shakti. I have killed this demon because we are disturbing you. So Krishna said, I'm very pleased with your wonder. She said, I need service. I need service. So Krishna looked at her and said, okay. Because today is 11th day of the new moon. So your name is? Ekadasi. So you will appear 2 times in a month. And your service is to help all imprisoned souls with a special blessing so they can attend me patiently, easily. That is Ekadasi. As soon as Ekadasi was given this service, what is her service? Her service is to make devotion easy for devotees. To make devotional service easy. So Ekadasi Day means what? Two things. To reduce the demands of the body and to increase our spiritual demand. That's Ekadasi. Please mention the nectar of devotion. And our acharyas, like Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura, Shilabhakti Nata Akura mentioned, one of the ways to check inattentive chanting is to fast on Ekadasi Day. The different ways to overcome inattentiveness in chanting. One prominent way is observance of Ekadasi. Janmashtami, Radhashtami, Ramnami, the single Chaturdasi, Gaura Purnima, the Dhananda Trayodashi. These activities, these holidays are meant to help us reduce the demands of the body and increase the spiritual demand, which is to increase the quantity and quality of our japa. Like some devotees here, they have chanted many rounds today, 72. This is the purpose of Ekadasi, to help us minimize our bodily demand and to increase spiritual demand. To chant more, to hear more, to do service more, to forget material things. In fact, one devotee said, one should not remember food. One should not remember business. That's Ekadasi. Then, if we do this and pray to Krishna, obstacles will be removed. And those who are fasting in the Ekadasi Day, the next day, after breaking fast, you regret. I wish I continue and I just eat something. Right? You feel that I was not have continued. Because you feel very different. You feel different. That's Ekadasi. Ekadasi is to help us reduce the demands of the body and increase our spiritual demands. To think more about Krishna by chanting and hearing about Krishna. I know one of my friends, on Ekadasi Day, he will lock his door. He doesn't go anywhere. He will lock his door. He will chant the word. He doesn't go anywhere. He doesn't go outside. You never see. Because in the Ekadasi book, it is mentioned, this is Karmakanda. It's Karmakanda. Not Bhakti. Of course, it has effect. But it is Karmakanda, it has effect. It is mentioned, one should not see the face of an envious person in the Ekadasi Day. So, this, my friend, will lock his door, doesn't go anywhere. He says in his room, the whole day doesn't go anywhere. He will be chanting and reading. That's the only thing he does for the Ekadasi Day. Doesn't go anywhere. In other words, we should go out only if we're going to chant against them, otherwise we'll be contaminated. So that's what I mentioned. Although it is karma kanda, it has serious effect. It is also mentioned, one who has no tilak on his face is contaminated. You should not look at the face of a person who has no tilak. So we go outside, how many people have tilak on their face? So it is beneficial. It is not material, of course, but it has effect. One thing what the Hare Krishna devotees is that we try to minimize things in the name of being transcendental, which is not good. We always minimize things in the name of being transcendental. It is not good. So, Lord Machanda performed a courtesy to cross to Lanka to kill Ravana. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He does not need that. He did it to show the importance of the courtesy. It's important. If you are looking for something very important, and what is the most important thing in the world, is bhakti for Krishna. So he did, to show his example. Not only Lord Machanda, not only Lord Machanda. The gopis of Vrindavan performed a courtesy. This is in the scripture. The gopis asked Srimati Radharani, "You are so dear to Krishna, you are the most dear to Krishna. How can we also become dear?" Srimati Radharani said, "The courtesy." She didn't mention anything else. She said, "The courtesy." The gopis said, "We don't know how to do this. What is the process?" She gave them full detail. This is in the Quran. She gave them full detail how to observe the courtesy to become very dear to Krishna. The idea is to become dear to Krishna. So we can fast on the courtesy mechanically to go to heaven or to acquire material things. Or we can observe a courtesy for Krishna. So if we want to become very fixed in our devotion and overcome inattentiveness in chanting, the courtesy is compulsory. It will help us. These are the statements of perfected beings, acharyas. They cannot tell us lie. They only speak what it is beneficial. They have experimented and come to the conclusion. Therefore, you hear these words in Bhagavatam, Tattva Vidas. Tattva Vidas. What is the meaning? Tattva Vidas. It means those who know the conclusion of the Veda, who knows the conclusion of everything Krishna, those who know Krishna, not practitioners, those who know Krishna, Tattva Vidas. Those who know Krishna perfectly. This is the conclusion. So Srimati Radharani commanded the courtesy for the gopis. And when the gopis said they don't know how to do it, she gave a full detail how to do it, including don't see the face of an envious person. She also said it. Then the gopis said, "Is there any person who have performed this before us? What is the evidence?" And similarly quoted Lord Machanda. He did. She quoted. Lord Machanda did in Treta Yuga, so you and Drupa Yuga. So follow this footage of acharyas. Not only that. So Jiva Goswami, so Bhishma Chakravarti Thakur, and other acharyas. If you study Gopal Champu or Ananda Vrindavan Champu, Sajiva Goswami mentioned it, Bhishma Chakravarti mentioned it, that Mother Yashoda, Ananda Maharaj, perform all kinds of austerities in this world. They have child. They worship every worshipable person, no child. They give all charity, no charity. Not only that, not only that. Everything they could do as human beings to get something, they did all, not try. And all the believers said unanimously, perform austerity and offer the result to Yeshua the Mai, still not try. Until Yeshua the Mai told her husband, Nanda Maharaj, my dear husband, something just came to my mind. Nanda Maharaj said, please tell me. She said, my dear husband, you know, we have done everything, all the jagyas, all the pujas, all the sacrifices. We have done everything. Visiting holy places, bathing in all the holy rivers and the ghats, we have done all this. You know, I said, yes, but still no child. Yes. So there is something in my mind which you have not done yet. We have not observed Dr. Singh, the goddess. So I'm thinking I should do it. She didn't say, let us do it. She said, I think I should do that. And I'm going to say, yes, so since it's good, we should do it together. It is after observance of Ekadasi that Krishna came with the child. Krishna came after the observance of Ekadasi. Ekadasi is very important. If you want to know how powerful the Ekadasi is, first, when the Ekadasi say they see that their senses will be more agitated than other days. Right? Other day you can you be peaceful, when the Ekadasi say there, peace will not be there. The senses will harass you more. What is a special day? For controlling the senses. So the Ekadasi is very, very important. And recommended. To be followed. One of the ways or reasons we're not making so much advancement is that we're eating too much. And not just eating too much, eating wrong food. Right? Eating wrong food. In the Vedic culture, food are eaten as medicine, but today we're just eating to fool the belly. We're eating wrong food. Too much in quantity. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called the devotees on the Ekadasi day. Say, today is the Ekadasi. I want all of you devotees, please listen to me. So Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri, why is so important in Jagannath Puri?
Mahabhishastra.
Yes, it's a city of Prasad. Not Vrindavan, not Mayapur, not Delhi. In Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking. My dear devotees, please don't eat on a Ekadasi day, even if it is Mahaprasad. So I want all of you to keep vigil, only chanting. And if some of you want to do parikrama, go ahead. Immediately upon hearing this, the devotees became jubilant. This is from Prema Vibharata, or Jagadananda Pandit. Ekadasi, don't think of food. Please, only chant the holy name of Krishna. Devotees, they started parikrama. Those who were chanting, they started chanting. Everybody became ecstatic. This is what he said. I was not there, so I didn't see how ecstatic they were. But he cannot tell us the lie. He told us that they were ecstatic. All of them, they started. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was doing that. We should not spend our night uselessly sleeping. Let us spend it auspiciously, not sleeping, should chant the holy name throughout day and night. They did. Devotees did. Not only that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, asked his mother, Prabhun. Such a mother said, yes, my dear son, please ask me for anything. And he said, please, not even in sleep should you eat grains in the Kalasi day. Even if you have to eat something, it should never be grains. Rice, beans, grains product like bread, biscuits. And if you look at the Kalasi book very carefully, if one is very intelligent and you look at it very carefully, without making noise, Brahma Vaibhata Purana mentioned it very, very slow, so that only fortunate people will hear it. If it is loud, everybody will hear. But he said it very slow, so that only very fortunate people will hear. Not everybody will hear. Only those who have ear will hear. How did he say it? When you look at the Kalasi book, you say, don't eat this, don't eat this, don't eat this, don't eat this. When you look at all the things you don't eat, what's the conclusion? Don't eat. For example, you have gone to visit a friend, and the friend is telling you, my friend, don't stand like that. Don't stand like that. Don't stand like that. They sit and say, don't sit like that. Right? What is the person telling you? Get up. Get out. that's one word. So an intelligent person will easily understand now quietly. So Bhagavata Pranas mentioned it very silently so that not everybody will hear. Only those who have ears will hear it. I said, Kalasi, so serious, so important today, so powerful. And Gautama Muni is speaking to Ambarish Maharaj. My dear king, did you remain away near Lord Vishnu? Near Lord Vishnu means what? In the temple. Did you spend the Kalasi day in the temple constantly hearing our Krishna day and night, or did you sleep? This is Gautama Muni speaking to Ambarish Maharaj. So Kalasi day, stay near Krishna. The Prabhupada said to remember Krishna constantly, as in Bhagavata 8, 5 and 6 purports. Prabhupada mentioned, to be 24 hours Krishna conscious, what is the best process? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram, Ram, Ram, Ram, Hare Hare.
And the best way to be near to Krishna, to be close to Krishna, to just chant the holy name. So chant. So some devotees have decided to chant more than 16 chant, 72, 50, 64. 16, 30, 25, 16, like that. Very good. We are happy because all of us should understand where we are investing. Where are we investing? Our investment is where. As a devotee, we should look at where we are putting our investment. Everyone is investing. Everyone in this world, we are investing. Where? Well, our investment is in Prajapa. That's where we put our energy the most. The Kalasi is meant to help us overcome Prajapa. So a currency is designed to help us make a proper investment. We are all investing. Where are we putting our most investment? Where do we put our energy the most? In prajalpa, in reading, in hearing, in chanting, good association. Where are we putting our energy the most? It's our investment. Christian conscious life is an investment. Where do we place our investment the most? That will tell. It will tell. It is telling, and there's a final tell. Every day it is telling where we are putting our energy the most. Please, let us try to understand this. Where we are putting our investment. Where are we investing our energy into? Sleeping, talking unnecessary things, idle talks, according to Slavati Montakura, idle talks. Is that where we are investing the most? Where is our investment? We should check. Does it make sense? Investment. We understand. Where do we put our energy the most? In studying, reciting the scriptures? Even if you recite the scripture, is it as a gain or as a doctor? It is not all activities in Christian consciousness in devotional service. Devotional service is different. Because every single activity we perform in this world, the non-devotees are doing them. Literally. Or, everything anybody is doing, everybody is doing it. People are doing it. Not all Hare Krishna devotees that eat, or cook, or light, or sell, or buy. Everybody does that in this material world. So it is not all activities that are Krishna conscious, even in devotional circle. When we were talking about the faithless Brahmanas who were worshipping Lord Vishnu, and Krishna destroyed them. Sabatina Takura mentioned a Ujjari who became a ghost in the next life. Is that what a Ujjari should become? Huh? A Ujjari is the most closest person to Krishna. Right? Because they attended to Krishna every day. The next life, that Ujjari became ghost. Sabatina Takura there. Why? The energy was not invested in Krishna that is worshipping. The energy was investing in something else. The result came that he's a ghost. But he was doing pujari service for the lifetime. So do we call that the pujari? Is a pujari? Is a devotee? Huh?
No.
A devotee will not become a ghost. A devotee will become qualified to go back to Godhead, a lover of Krishna, not a ghost. So we should try to understand what bhakti means. Not all activities are Krishna conscious or devotion. So to become a ghost is not it's not bhakti. So this person has not been a devotee, although he has spent the whole of his life with Krishna, taking care of Krishna every day, only to become ghost. So we should check where we are investing the most. in our Christian consciousness. It's very important. That is very, very important. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. I've only spent 1 hour. Any comments or questions?
We hear that five things are fixed by destiny, such as wealth, breath, etc. But at the same time we hear that about death, that death can come at any time in this world, which is padam padam yadaruttam. But I was very inquisitive to know that this, like we speak that padam padam yadaruttam, that death can come any time. Does it mean that a person can die in this world even before his allotted quota of breath is exhausted? Is it so uncertain and risky in this world?
Yes. Especially for devotees who are acting, who are serving as spiritual masters. The duration of their life is reduced.
Reduced?
Yes. I grew there by 19 years. The Holy Tathagata survived by 20 years. Many others. I grew there was 19. 11 young, 55. The duration of his life was to live 2032. That's 3034. He lived 2005. How many years?
29.
Reduce. Why? The sinful activities of disciples. It's not because the guru is affected by that. It's not because he's affected, he's so weak that he's affected the same activity of the disciple. It is because Krishna doesn't like his devotees to suffer like that, so he will take them away. These sinful people don't appreciate what they do. Come and leave them. Let them continue what they're suffering. So you withdraw them. It also means that there's no our situation in material world, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that 100 years, 100 years. Especially in Kali Yuga, our 100 years is 50 years. That's our 100 years. Not exactly 100. For some countries. So it's reduced. Because also we have stayed here for such a long time. Doing simple activities. So even if one lifetime is for 100 years, and nature will look at everything and calculating everything and add it together, it may affect the 100 years. So there's no guarantee. Everything is based on our activities. There's no miscalculation. Because Yamala is not a conditioned soul, he's a pure devotee. She can't make mistakes. And he has the power of omniscience. So he's very, very close to the super soul. Very close. So he knows everything that everyone does, like Krishna. Right? Therefore, devotees should be careful. Devotees should be careful. Because everything we do has effect. individually and collectively. For example, if something happens here, one person might have done something. The news will carry the hurricane, which is, they will not say one inexperienced devotee did something. It will be hurricane devotee did this. Just like if something good happens, like yesterday the ambassador of Australia, the governor of Australia,
yes,
governor general of Australia, he came here, and what is his expression? All these people chanting. He referred to all the devotees chanting happily. He noticed that. So if he had noticed something wrong, it will also all the devotees. He will say, I went to Arikisha Temple, I saw one in your 5 person in this beer. He will say that. He said, all the devotees. So if something could happen, it's all. If something bad happened, it's also all. So whatever thing we do in our college, we learn something. Everything that we do affect everyone. And the things which we don't do also affect everyone. Is it true? Yes. The things which we do, everybody will be affected by it. The things which we don't do, also everybody will be affected. Everybody. Therefore, we should consider what I am about to do now. If all the devotees here do the same thing, what will happen to this movement? Will the movement expand or it will go down? Every devotee who considers himself as a devotee will think about this first. What I am going to do now, suppose all the devotees say do the same thing, what will happen to this movement? Will the movement expand or will the movement will go down? We should think of that first before we do something. Because it is not just about you or me. Now it is we, the movement. If the answer is yes, we should do it. And if the answer is no, please, we should not do it. In other words, a devotee should not just do something. We must check out the consequences. Either it is positive or negative. So check and see. Because everything we do will affect everybody. So when we take to Christian consciousness, we should know this one we're talking about. Giving our freedom, our independence to Krishna and Spiritual Master. We should know this, that as soon as one has taken to Krishna consciousness, we are not ourselves a God. Now we are for everybody. So I cannot do what I like now. I cannot. Now I have to do what you will to benefit everybody. That is Krishna consciousness. Not something which I like, because something which I like may not benefit others. So a devotee must learn to do things which will benefit others. That's what makes one a devotee. I'm a devotee, that's what it means. Now I don't have my independence, my free will to do, decide and do what I want to do. I have now to do what others will benefit. That's Krishna consciousness. Not just to be in a movement. That anyone can do, just to be a member of the Arikisha. Anyone can do that. But what kind of a member are we? We are doing something which we are considering everyone in our mind before doing, or we just do something which I feel it is good for me. American slogan. Do what you feel good about. It's American. That is not in the scripture. Do what will benefit everyone. Don't you look at Bhagavatam? Yeah? Look at Bhagavatam. What do you see in Bhagavatam? First counter. The sages are showing the attitude of a devotee. What was that question? One of the six questions. What do you ascertain to be the ultimate good for everyone? Did he say what you think is good for me? No, just tell me what is good for me. Selfishness. They're teaching us selflessness. We cannot do something for ourselves now. It is for everyone. So it is not me, it is we. That's Krishna consciousness. We, not me. If we are devotees, we should remove this me or I. We should use we. Let us maintain the culture we. Let's community. I'm going to speak about community. This is community. Community means we. Especially the Vaishnava community, it is we. We means what? Whatever I want to do now, it must include everyone. That's community. And that's Christian consciousness. Not what suits me. What suits me, maybe I don't want to chant like Krishna. Right? So, can you imagine? You have a company. You have a company. You have employed people in a company. And some of your workers come to the office and just sit down there. I don't want to work. Independence? No. So we should not do that in this movement. We shouldn't. Now, example, tomorrow in the morning, everybody, all the devotees in the temple room, everybody chanting, and one devotee is sitting, like, I don't want to chant today. So, you accommodate that? No. No. If you don't want to chant today, it's good, but not in the environment. Put to that side. Not this environment. There's no problem. There's no problem. This morning, Mr. Raj. Raj? No, Rishi. Not here, Rishi. Rishi was a sannyasi. Now he don't know Rishi. Now he's a saxophonist. Right? And he came to come and tell people how he's very free now. No more restricted, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, and I'm free. He's thinking that, yeah, I'm free now, so I don't have to put all the saffron. I can't wear any variety, any varieties of dress now, only saffron. This is hellish plan, this is hellish. Freedom, I can't wear any dress now, right? No, only saffron. Oh, this is prison. Freedom. I can wear any dress. Yes, you can wear any dress, but outside, not here. So you want to stay here? You cannot just stay here. You must stand at this sectional. If you don't do that, you stay outside. If you are in the house, nobody will come and knock on the door. Have you chanted Krishna? Nobody will do that to you. Right? But if you are here, somebody will ask you. How many rounds are you chanting? When do you chant? Because I didn't see the majority today. What are you chanting? When do you chant the rounds? Somebody will ask. Because that is what is expected in this environment. So it is we now, not I. If we don't realize this, we will never have a significant Krishna conscious life. Right?
Yes. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. You mentioned no nonsense eating. So sometime it happens, like when we are going to office, not in this environment, when we are going to office, sometime we are not preparing grains or proper lunch that we can offer to Krishna and then take to office. Sometimes it's not happened. So we offer fruits, other things to Krishna and go empty hand just by breakfast. So in lunch, I have to order something and I have to eat. So, as per this, rule is concerned, it is nonsense eating. But what to do? Whether to eat or stay hungry? Because at lunch, I am hungry.
Do you want to make advancement?
Yes.
Want to be Krishna conscious?
Yes.
Be Krishna conscious by following the process.
Okay.
Right? Is there another way? Is there another way?
No.
No. You see, the karmis, we call them karmis. When they're traveling, they prepare themselves. The transcendentalists?
No.
No. So how are we transcendental? How are we transcendental? So we prepared. So we prepared.
So
a devotee should not eat something Krishna has not eaten. Like what prasada means. Prasada means the food Krishna has eaten, a remnant. Is prasada. Not even that, because it does not contain flesh. No. No. We are not vegetarians. We are, yes, Christians. Yes. Means we are eating a remnant of Krishna's food. So we know, an intelligent person knows that I have a wound here. Should we, do you use that to sleep? No. So you sleep this way. Because you know, if you sleep, there is a wound already. So if you sleep there, the wound would expand. You will not even sleep. Because you're going to give you pain. You are doing the wrong thing. So we know we are going to go to office and prasadam is not there. Please listen. Everything, either material or spiritual, requires some sacrifice if you want to succeed. Not only spiritual things. Not only spiritual things. Even material things, you need to make sacrifice. The Prabhupada was teaching who big directors in office, they eat 2 pieces of biscuit and a cup of tea. Why they do that? To make money. But the sacrifice they have to make the money. And there's one man in my country, a very big politician. His income for one day, after spending everything that has to spend for vehicles, for everything, the balance money that, okay, this is the gain today I'm taking to the bank. $50 million. One day. Do you know how many hours he sleeps? 4 hours. 4 hours. How many devotees sleep 4 hours? We called him Karmi, you know? He said Karmi. He's making his sacrifice for his karmic work and he's getting his karmic business. His karmic life. Successful. We are transcendentalists. Where is our transcendence? Yes. Where is our transcendence? We have to prepare ourselves. If you want something wonderful, you should work for it. Work for it. You should work for it. Otherwise, we are thieves. Don't look for someone's property. He said, work for it. As a gentleman. So we know there is no prasadam in office. Why I should not work early and make something and take the office? Why? It is said that God helps those who help themselves.
Yes.
So, prepared.
I can ask you a question.
Yes.
Some devotees, they have at home old parents.
Old parents.
Yeah.
Mm. So devotees at home have old parents.
They have at home old parents.
Right.
And parents are having also some sickness. They sometimes say, I must take medicine. Can you give me a cup of tea? So sometimes the only son is there. He may not consume tea, but sometimes due to father care, mother care to take medicine, they must take tea. So if one makes tea and serves them, I know it is getting that, you know, serving also is, making also is a sin. But in this case, if one says, no, I will not make tea for you, they will feel only son doesn't even, can't even give you one cup of tea for medicine. So what can a person do? Sometimes in the mind, you know, confusion.
Yeah. One day, when my brother came to see me, so I gave him persimmon and juice. He took the juice and the persimmon. So when I was escorting him out, then he said, I'm not your member. I said, yes. I drink beer. I said, yes. Should have given me beer, which I drink. Because I'm not a member, why do you treat me like a member? I said, why I don't drink beer? I have money to buy it for you, so I will not have money to buy it for myself. I said, yeah, you can buy for yourself. So why am I not drinking? It is not because I don't have money. I know it is not good, not that is not good for me, it is not good for anybody. So if I love you, why should I give you something I know is not good? He said, you are correct. He told me you are correct. I didn't argue again. It's common sense. So I know this is not good, so I'm not taking it. You know that. Okay, doctor has specifically prescribed this for me, that is not good, so I shouldn't take it. So that is for me. But that is not the case. Here is the case where it is not good for anybody. Do not scripture recommends that. No scripture. And I quoted him in his own Bible, because we read Bible. So I quoted the Bible for him, where it is mentioned, you are a king. You should not take alcohol. You can give a strong drink to those who are going to die. Let them die. But you who need to lead people who should have intelligence. And to have intelligence, you don't need to drink. You should not drink. I quoted that. So yeah, you are correct.
Thank you. Thank you.
A sick person. A sick person will not know sick. And Prabhupada was making this money. This devotee is not seeing how it is bad to give up such an exalted position. Sannyas, to come and be a street musician. Even if you make billions, will that satisfy the soul? Never. Are you trying to preach it? The philosophy, because his master taught him, now he wants to use the philosophy. How will he know better than his master, the person who trained you? He just said, yeah, Papa, I'm happy. Happy? Happy? It is said that there are two kinds of happy people in this world. A Paramahamsa is very happy and satisfied. This is spiritual. And a foolish person who is deep in ignorance is also happy. So one can be peaceful in ignorance. So it's... where is an intelligent person who would like to be peaceful in that way? What's street philosophy? So it is our duty to do our parent good. His Holiness Bhadra Narayan Goswami Maharaj. He told us something within that class. Where his father was leaving the body. And the family members, they came, they were doing all kinds of nonsense. It's only him who came to read Bhagavad Gita to his father. And others were shouting, what nonsense is it? Give up this nonsense. Don't do this. Our father is like this. You are talking nonsense about the bodies. Give up this thing. The father said, no. The only person that loves me is this boy, not all of you. It was painful to hear that you are telling your father this. But the man appreciated that, yes, this is my son who cares for me. So everybody gave up and he continued to read his Bhagavad Gita to his father. That's America, not India. It's America. It's India's be better.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Somebody
else wants to ask a question. I can always speak with you. Should I let him ask a question? Should I go ahead with you? Your question is already in the hand. They will ask later. I'll give
them. Maharaj, the question that I have is in terms of it's a very personal question. I don't know if it should be asked in public, in the sense that part of my services, as you know, I have shared with you that I try to wake up the deities and offer Bhogavatam in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so that goes on till about 4:30, and then there is Mangal Arati. But I have a personal instruction from you that I should chant as many rounds as possible before Mangal Arati. And because the nature of my services is very difficult for me to get up before 2:45, 3. At night also sometimes I end up sleeping at 10:30. So how does one reconcile these two instructions? I'm asking for a practical lesson in terms of priority.
So in the beginning it is okay. In the beginning it is okay that we have so many services that it will take us sometimes to late night. Therefore, we will not be able to wake early to chant for them. If I should tell you my own practical experience, like we're saying, I know that if I don't chant my rounds in the morning, I'm going to work the whole day till night with no space. Even some days, it's only Bhakti Vasudeva has to come and drive people away. Go, this man has been here since morning. Go, come back tomorrow. I have to attend to people the whole day till night. So if I don't chant in the morning, it is finished. And sometimes, it is not only the people who come to see me, no? The devotees themselves give me trouble. The thing they're supposed to do in afternoon, they come and ask me for japa time. And I'll just turn my face away from them and continue my Hare Krishna mantra. They will go and report me to the guru. See, this man is so wicked. Every devotee will abusing me, harassing me, chastising me, but I remain stubborn. My rigid rules, that's why I was able to succeed. This is something personal experience. And because I know one day I travel with my Gurudev from Monday, we go to the next temple 10 p.m. Then Gurudev had kirtan for 1 hour. That's 11. One lecture, 1 hour. 12 midnight. And when we went to his room, he discovered the place was not clean as he wanted. So 2 o'clock had to start coming in and cleaning. Till 2 o'clock. Two. That day I've not eaten. It's 2 a.m. So he said, okay, now you can go and rest. And I look at time, 2. I said, go and rest. So when will I chant? I went down, I went to bed and changed my clothes and started chanting. The next morning, we left the temple 7 a.m. for a different program. So if I had gone to sleep that day, what would have happened to my job? I know I'm going to chant, so I didn't go to sleep. I continued chanting. As I was able to chant my sister that day. This sacrifice we have made. The devotees, we should know our problem. And we should work towards it. This is how we can succeed. We should know what is the problem. We should know it. Then we can plan like towards it. This is how we'll succeed. So it happened that because I didn't sleep and I was walking throughout. After that, I have to prepare his dress he want to use in the morning. Take everything. I do recording his speech. I do recording the video. I do all alone. I carry his things. We went for the public lecture. We finished from that, not eating still. On the way in the car, then the body was telling me that he had not slept. So I don't know when I do so. And because I was sitting with him, I put my on his body. He didn't disturb me. He raised his hand because he was reading in the car. So he continued to read. I was sleeping on his head. He continued. When I woke up and I saw my body, I didn't know, should I wake up or should I wake up? He was laughing, so he just removed his hand. So I know, okay, so I got up now. So I get up. We should plan. We should plan. Then we succeed. If we don't plan, we will not make it. But please, please, I'm repeating, please, let us understand that Krishna knows everything that is happening. And it is Krishna who is arranging things to see how much we are Krishna conscious. Krishna wants to see how Krishna conscious are we. Therefore, he is making all these arrangements. When a devotee is not so serious, we'll be captured by this. Oh, I'm so busy, and we'll forget so many things. And the last time, Krishna is going to show us how we were so busy. At that time, we will not have time for amendment. Because the last day, Krishna will show us, I gave you 24 hours, so use such and such time. Look at this time. What did you do with it? Now we don't see it. At that time, we will see it very clearly. So please, it is Krishna who is giving us chance to show how Krishna conscious we are. By every situation he has placed us in, he is watching us to see how we are handling with everything he is giving to us. So he's watching. And we are going to see it at the end. It's better we see it now and collect ourselves. We are speaking, where is our investment? Before you come in, where is our investment? So we should consider, where is our investment? The things which we do every day, how Krishna conscious are they? It's our investment. We should look at these things. We hear philosophy sometimes, but we leave it there as philosophy without application. Our philosophy alone cannot change anyone. We have to apply the philosophy. The change will come after that. So, of all the many things you have to do, try to look at time. You should try to look at time. I'm sure it will help you to redesign your day and be more productive. Instead of doing so many things the whole day and the result will be little. It's better we do something little and the result is powerful. That is success. So in the beginning, one may, okay, deal with this, but we should not do this for our life. We should come to the stage where we will see that now I need to streamline my activities. Yes, we assign some of these things to some people and have a focus. So at that time, then you can sleep less. Sleep less. We are at the point where we are appreciating Krishna consciousness at every moment. And we are appreciating Krishna consciousness at every moment. That is where we are. And you see how Krishna is doing. Like, we slept late yesterday and we woke early, so we were able to finish our Ekadasi rounds on time today. Because Krishna made it happen. Even though the body was, you know, properly, the body should have not properly rested, but still, we were able to complete on time. Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, I had one question from a very long time. I had heard in one Bhagavatam class, this question is related to pastime, Lord Chaitanya's mood is there just to worship Brajendra Nandan. Lord Krishna only of Braj. And in this connection also I heard pastime of Alarnath also, that while Lord used to visit Alarnath particularly, because the same Lord Krishna who showed four and form to gopis and connection. So Maharaj, I got this question later on, that we hear in Jagannath pastime, whenever it is told to us, that Lord Jagannath is Lord of Dwarika and the gopis are pulling, and that is the meaning behind Rath Yatra. But still we see that Lord Chaitanya worshipped Lord Jagannath for so long in his Leela. And so how like Brajendranandan and Dwarika? So I got this inquisitiveness. Please tell.
Lord Jagannath, we are trying to explain. Jagannath Puri, yes, come on that. Lord Jagannath has two faces. One side is opulence, one side is Brajendranandan. There is the personality of Jagannath. He is different from other incarnations of Krishna. So he is Dwarkadish and also Brajendranandan. Both. See, look at the crown on Jagannath's head is heavy. At the same time, he is a cowherd boy, Anamaya. And there's a pastime to that. It's long, so I'm not telling you another time. It's a pastime to that. And the Jagannath is seen differently. Dwarkadish and Brajendranandan. And he appreciates Bhajananda. His both sides. Yes.
In the song also Maharaj, Sei Gaura, Sei Krishna, Sei Jagannath. In one song also it's there, Sei Gaura, Sei Krishna, Sei Jagannath.
What is the meaning?
Jagannath is same Krishna, Chaitanya.
How can you explain, how you sing? Explain how is it sing.
I understood clearly the offering first and then only take prasad. But one of my friends staying very far because of the job and fall sick and admitted into the hospital. And no one
can you put your gloves at him?
One of my friends fall sick because of dengue.
Because of?
Dengue, malaria. And he was in hospital for almost 15 days. Nobody's there to go. And so he has to take the hospital job. So is it a sin?
Those are emergency things. Nobody is there. So what to do? His faith is not so strong, so he has to eat that and get out. Why didn't even cook for him?
I was not
there. That is why it is very good for us to be communicative. It's very, very important for devotees to communicate. It's very, very good for devotees to be closer to each other. So when something happens, other people will be there to support us. When we are just devotees for ourselves, then we have this experience.
He always says, practice makes a man perfect.
Yes.
But if we try to do one thing correctly for 10 days, we will succeed. But sometime it happens that out of 10, 2 times we fail. So one should feel very dejected and like, I couldn't continue. So what to do with that situation?
If a child learning how to walk first and have some bruises, does he stop learning how to walk? Mm-hmm. She continue. And learn from the mistakes until we are able to stand on our feet. To make mistakes is not bad. Not to learn from the mistake is bad. We should continue to practice until we come to it. Right? Yes. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Jai.
Sri Prabhupada Mahasaya Ekadasi ki.
Jai.